This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
This is your WAUK Daily News Roundup for the Shaw, 101.1 FM and 540 AM in Waukesha.
For 540 WAUK News, I'm Stuart J. Wattles. Oscars in Waukesha burned down. At just after midnight, Brookfield fire crews were called to Oscars Frozen Custard on Eastmoreland. The place was engulfed and suffered extensive damage. The cause of the fire is still under investigation. A winter warming plan is out in Milwaukee. The city says they'll provide shelter for the homeless at four locations starting next Monday. The warming shelters are at the Guest House of Milwaukee, Unity Lutheran Church, St. Ben's, and Repairers of the Breach. They'll operate nightly from 7 p.m. until 7 a.m. until March 31st. Gearheads will have fewer options in Milwaukee. Advanced Auto Parts is set to close six stores in Milwaukee as part of a nationwide shutdown of over 700 locations. The closures are scheduled for between January and early March. The local shutdowns will include locations on West National, South 27th, and West Fond du Lac. Other Advanced Auto Parts locations in Milwaukee and surrounding suburbs will continue to operate. 3 years after the Waukesha Christmas Parade attack, the city will unveil a memorial honoring the victims. The ceremony will start Thursday at 4:39 p.m. in Greedy Park. The centerpiece of the $1.5 million memorial is a six-sided heart sculpture, symbolizing the six lives lost. It's surrounded by benches with commemorative plaques. The memorial also incorporates hundreds of community-created tiles. South Milwaukee is set to welcome a new affordable housing complex. It's part of the redevelopment of the former Bucyrus Erie site. The project, backed by a $3 million investment from Milwaukee County, will provide 81 affordable units for low-income residents and veterans. And that's news on 540 WAUK. I'm Stuart J. Wattles.
The Bucks beat the Rockets. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks pulled out a 101-100 win over the Rockets last night in Milwaukee. It snapped a five-game winning streak for Houston. Damian Lillard with the winning shot. Doc Rivers says Lillard reminds him of Ray Allen.
Well, Dame just has great courage. You know, reminds me a lot of Ray Allen in that way. Ray didn't have a lot of bad shooting nights, but when he had one, if you had one shot to make, you still wanted to go to him. And that's how you feel about Dame.
The Bucks host the Chicago Bulls tomorrow night. Men's college basketball, number 19th ranked Badgers, held on to win over Texas Rio Grande Valley, 87-84. Wisconsin remains undefeated at 5-0. College football, the Badgers head to Lincoln to play Nebraska this Saturday at 2:30. Luke Fickell on his decision to fire offensive coordinator Phil Longo.
Just so you know, on Sunday, I had made a decision to what we needed to do, and then came in, obviously had a conversation with Phil, and pretty much decided that we needed to do it now.
That's the Badgers' Luke Fickell with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Beauty in Black is Tyler Perry's new hit show. Although the show debuted to lukewarm reviews at under 50% on Rotten Tomatoes, viewers don't seem to care. The show nabbed 8.6 million viewers. If you're doing the math, that's 15.2 million eyes. Perry said he was excited the show is pulling in viewers worldwide to contrast criticism that Black entertainment does not have global appeal. He says Netflix has repeatedly proven it does. Speaking of Netflix, the streamer says 60 million households watched the highly touted meaningless snooze fest referred to too often as the Jake Paul Mike Tyson bout last Friday night. The 58-year-old Tyson lost an actual nail biter as he seemed to be trying to chew through his gloves most of the fight. Anyone who bet that Tyson's elderly legs would go after six punches cleaned up. Netflix says they wanted the broadcast to be a spectacle, and it was. If you like watching your TV buffer all night, just an awful event all the way around for fight and entertainment fans. The action Santa film Red One is being called a disappointment during its opening weekend at the box office. The Dwayne The Rock Johnson Chris Evans film opened in first place, but with only a $34 million take. Sounds like a lot of money, because it is, but the film cost $250 million, and that's before you throw in marketing costs. Johnson plays Santa's head of security, who has to find jolly old Saint Nick after he's been kidnapped. Coming in second place was Venom: The Last Dance, which took in a little over $7 million in its fourth week of release. Another Christmas film in the second week of release, The Best Christmas Pageant Ever, came in third place with $5.5 million at the gate. A24's Heretic, starring Hugh Grant, who terrorizes Mormon missionaries, dropped to fourth place with a little over $5 million in sales, and DreamWorks' The Wild Robot came in fifth place with a little over $4 million. Will Glicked actually be the next Barbenheimer? We will see this weekend, my friends. Paul Mescal's star is on the rise, and with the release of Gladiator 2 this coming weekend, that should continue. According to Variety, the Gladiator will be the featured host on Saturday Night Live December 7th, which means he has officially arrived. Mescal will be the Late Night Institution's first guest the week back after the Thanksgiving hiatus. That week's musical guest will be the genre-bending musical artist Shaboozey. Kevin Costner fans are desperate for Kevin Costner to finish his four-part series Horizon, an American Saga. The source? Kevin Costner. Costner assured fans that Chapter 3 was on the way a few months ago, but that was before Chapter 1 underperformed at the box office and distributors pulled Part 2 from theaters and sent it right to the stream. Costner didn't sound as confident more recently when he told Deadline in the last few days he is hopeful Chapter 3 will still get made, giving the vibe he is tired of his own project. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
We have a lot going on today. Some showers this morning. It'll be mostly cloudy and very windy today with temperatures falling later this afternoon into tonight. Our high today right around 58, and that'll happen around midday. Tonight, 40. Tomorrow, rain, then snow showers with a high in the mid-40s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 53.
That's your WAUK Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at waukradio.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.